Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Merritt Anderson loves the AT. Like a good Girl Scout, she comes to the trail prepared to keep it clear of brush and fallen trees, to repair areas hit by landslides, and to prevent future erosion.
I have loppers, I carry a Corona saw, I have pruning shears. I just got chainsaw certified.
But she knows that many women are reluctant to work on or even hike the trail, so she's formed a group called Wild East Women to teach them trail building and maintenance skills. Shalin Desai was the first to propose so-called affinity groups for the AT. A member of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy Board, he knows how it feels to be an outsider.
When I was walking through Franklin, North Carolina, somebody asked me, "What are you?" I thought they were asking me if I was a hiker, but really they wanted to know, was I Arab? Was I Latino?
On the trail, he says, hikers are kind and generous, and he wants other people of color to experience that. But they might be more comfortable hiking and working with people who share their culture. Toward that end, he's started a Latino group and hopes to add African American and LGBTQ groups to maintain and enjoy the AT. I'm Sandy Houseman.